Where were you when the storm hit last night?
We were actually watching it come in just at home, saw the clouds coming in. We didn't get hit as hard. The wind came in, didn't get hit as hard because we're further down south, but picked it up on the radar, like looking at my my app for weather, and saw that huge storm coming in.
Only you would be tracking the storm before it arrived with some app. That doesn't surprise me in the least. So let's talk about this breakthrough in gene splicing by experts at the University of Northern BC. What is gene splicing?
Well, the easiest way to describe what this is if you think of a cookbook containing literally tens of thousands of recipes. And in order to know what product you want, you have to have a way to cut out the one recipe you want to make the meal or the product that you want. So that's what gene splicing is. Gene splicing is when you take the portions of that recipe out of that book that you need, put it together to make what you want, because our DNA is that cookbook. But that DNA contains all the information that your body needs, but your body doesn't need all that information all the time for it to function. What it needs is to take pieces of that from time to time in order to make the proteins. And so you have DNA, which is the cookbook, and you have RNA, which reads the cookbook and cuts out those pieces. And in this process, they found a molecule that helps the RNA do that in order to pick out what is necessary and then allows the RNA to assemble it, or allows the body to assemble it and make the recipe. But there are some diseases where that process doesn't work as well, where that particular molecule that they call U4 doesn't pick out the things properly. And so it cuts out pieces that aren't necessarily needed or cause problems with the development or the production of what is required. And as a result, you get disease. So you can get diseases such as cystic fibrosis, other genetic problems, muscular dystrophy, those kind of areas where they believe that understanding how this works better, you may be able to replace that defective U4 molecule with one that works properly, thereby stopping the process that led to disease in the first place.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.